UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's passion for the development of youth was obvious as he addressed the hundreds of youth gathered for the ceremony.
Before I begin, I want to ask two questions, and I want you to shout your answers. Let me hear what you think. Number one, is the United Nations doing enough for young people? Oh. I'm disappointed. Then, next, can the United Nations do more for young people?
Yes!
Okay, that's the answer which I expected.
The Secretary General mentioned just some of the problems faced by young people today.
Hundreds of millions of young people are directly affected by conflict, which can rob them of their homes, their families, and their futures, and their friends. And young people will inherit this planet, the only one planet Earth, from older generations who are too often exploiting natural resources instead of protecting them.
He also promised to listen to the ideas of young people through his newly appointed special youth envoy, Ahmad Alandawi. Adora Svitak also addressed the gathering. Adora is a 16-year-old activist from the United States who has been writing since the age of 7. She's already published 3 books, one of them being What Adults Can Learn from Kids. She feels the real stories of young people are not being heard.
How to tell our story. I feel that too often the genuine story of youth falls by the wayside. We make up 18% of the world's population, according to the UN, and in some nations, young people are the majority. Yet they are usually a silenced majority.
Nestor Osario, president of ECOSOC, said science and technology are playing an important role in designating effective responses to development challenges.
Las redes sociales, por ejemplo.
Social networking websites, for example, play an important role to promote the so-called Arab Spring, giving the youth a voice and making them an important player in the transformation of the region. The mobile phone boom, meanwhile, is proving to be a benefit to development, allowing many to browse the internet and transfer money wirelessly for the first time.
The ECOSOC president told the young people they are the future of our societies and as such should be part of the solutions. Jerry Adams, United Nations.